A new state program seeks to help Wyoming residents as many struggle to make rent or mortgage payments during the pandemic. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports the program is off to a slow start, but could grow more critical throughout the summer.
The Wyoming Emergency Housing Assistance Program was one of several measures passed by the state legislature to mitigate the economic impacts of COVID-19. The program will pay part of a resident's rent or mortgage payment if that resident was hurt financially by the pandemic.
We'll provide up to $2,000 per month of assistance to renters or homeowners to help assist in making those payments.
That's Scott Hoversland of the Wyoming Community Development Authority, an organization created by the state in the 70s to finance affordable housing. Now, the Development Authority is tasked with dispersing the payments to landlords and loan servicers. The program is backed by $15 million, allocated from the $1.25 billion in federal funding Wyoming received from the CARES Act.
What we're trying to do is really cover everybody in Wyoming. Our WCDA programs are generally targeted at the low to moderate income, but, you know, this pandemic has affected everybody.
The program won't pay all of your rent or all of your mortgage payment. Based on your income and housing bill, the exact payment will vary, but it could pay a significant chunk of that housing bill for the coming months. Hoversland says recipients must show that the pandemic caused a loss of income.
You know, either a reduction in income, loss of job, or they've had to stay home to care for an underage dependent because, you know, they don't have child care or those types of things, or they themselves have contracted COVID-19, and if they can demonstrate that, then they qualify.
As the state started locking down in mid-March of this year, life in Wyoming changed dramatically. As the state began social distancing, a record number of Wyomingites filed for unemployment, while others found their hours cut or their pay reduced. It became clear that many, especially low-income workers, were going to find it difficult to pay rent in the coming months. There was talk of a general rent strike around the country. Others began seriously discussing a ban on evictions, a measure put in place by more than 20 other states. Nate Martin of the group Better Wyoming wrote an op-ed calling on the governor to do just this. Martin says the new state program is a step in the right direction.
Is it a perfect solution? Probably not, but does a perfect solution exist for anything in, you know, this unprecedented crazy situation that we're living through? Again, probably not.
Martin says he'll be interested to see how successful the program is.
There's obviously more work to be done in terms of making sure people are okay and have their basic necessities covered during this crisis. But at this point, I don't know exactly what prescription to make.
The program is not the end-all, be-all of rental assistance, however. And Martin says there will still be some people who lose their homes regardless.
And in the midst of a, you know, unprecedented budget shortfall that the state is experiencing, it's unclear how much federal money is going to keep coming down the pipeline. So eventually the faucet's going to run dry and the problems are probably going to remain.
Representative Mike Yin of Teton County voted in favor of the program. Yin has long taken an interest in housing, coming from the county with the highest income inequality and chronic housing problems.
We want to make sure that people stay in their homes and people stay in Wyoming. That's the goal. And if it does look like it's well used and that we'll need to refund it, that's something that the legislature will have to look at come next special session if we have one.
The program only launched earlier this month. So far, only a few residents have applied, just more than 100. And of that 100, less than 20 have received any assistance, although more applications are being processed. Applicants must meet certain requirements and provide relevant documentation. Hoversland said some applications on the site remain incomplete or abandoned. The total payments awarded so far come to about $26,000, far short of the available $15 million.
We've had another 31 that have been declined. A lot of that has to do with, you know, it was for requirements where they made their payment and they were asking for reimbursement. We can't reimburse under this program if they're not, you know, short that payment. It's not paying for back months that were paid.
But Hoversland says he expects the program to pick up steam as tenants and homeowners start staring down the barrel of rental or mortgage payments in July. Unemployment bonuses related to the coronavirus are also set to expire midsummer, meaning the assistance program could also gain more applicants going into August, and as word gets out about the program.
But we may see it reduced, too, if everybody starts gradually getting back to work.
State residents can apply for rent or mortgage payment assistance on the Development Authority's website. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.